Africa, Asia, South America. Get ready to go global because we are about to visit them all. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. First, we're heading to North Africa, where Egypt's former president is preparing to stand trial. Last year, Mohamed Morsi became Egypt's first democratically elected president. This year, he was thrown out of office by Egypt's military. Now, he and other members of his Muslim Brotherhood party are facing charges of committing and inciting violence. The unrest in Egypt is affecting that country's relationship with the United States. Yesterday, the U.S. announced that it is suspending a significant amount of the military aid that it sends to Egypt. Next, we're hopping over to Syria. That country's civil war has not ended, but an international team says it is making progress in efforts to destroy Syria's chemical weapons. Inspectors saw some chemical weapons equipment destroyed this week. They say Syrian authorities have been cooperative. The United Nations says the inspectors are working in a dangerous environment. The lead inspector called for temporary ceasefires in the fighting so that they can do their work. Last stop, South America. Teachers in the nation of Brazil have been demanding pay raises for months. This week, they took to the streets. Thousands of people marched in protests in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. The event started off as peaceful demonstrations, but once the sun went down, violence broke out. Some people in the crowd threw firebombs. Officers responded with tear gas.
See if you can ID me. I'm a U.S. government organization that was created in 1913. I was established to help make America's financial system more stable. I'm the country's central bank. I'm the Federal Reserve, or Fed, and I influence the amount of credit and money in the American economy.